USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats have approved a sweeping $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. The president is now calling for swift passage in the Senate.
We have no time to waste. If we act now, decisively, quickly, and boldly, we can finally get ahead of this virus. We can finally get our economy moving again.
No Republicans in the House voted for the package. Two Democrats joined the GOP. Senate Republican Mike Rounds tells Fox News he will also vote no.
This is a $1.9 trillion increase in our national debt. Republicans had offered a reasonable expectation, saying we've already got $1 trillion, which has not been spent yet from our December proposal.
The bill includes an increase to the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. But rules in the Senate won't allow that increase to even be considered. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Authorities in the nation's capital are said to be zeroing in on a suspect who may be linked to the death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. The Associated Press says the FBI now has a video that appears to show someone spraying a chemical substance on the officer, who later collapsed and died. It was initially believed that Officer Sicknick was hit with a fire extinguisher in the head during the Capitol riot on January 6th. A federal judge on Friday has ordered an Ohio woman to remain in jail pending trial on charges she helped organize a group to attack the Capitol in January as leader of the so-called Oath Keepers militia. Jessica Watkins appeared before a judge on Friday in Washington, D.C. for a detention hearing after her arrest on January 19th. Federal prosecutors accused Watkins of being among a group of Oath Keeper leaders who worked to recruit other like-minded individuals to participate in the January 6th attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Costco says they're increasing their minimum wage. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Costco CEO Craig Jelinek made the announcement while speaking before a Senate panel committee.
Since Costco's inception, the company has been committed to paying employees very competitive retail wages and providing them broad and affordable health care benefits. 2 years ago, we moved our starting hourly wage to $15 everywhere in the U.S. Effective next week, the starting wage will go to $16.
Costco has over 180,000 employees in the U.S., with another 275,000 worldwide. Costco has 802 locations worldwide and 558 in the U.S. and 45 states, including Washington, D.C. and in Puerto Rico. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A popular cartoon character will get its own theme park. USA Radio Network's Mike Fortier has details.
Legoland Florida Resort announcing this week it will open a theme park dedicated to a cartoon pig. The Peppa Pig theme park will open next year with rides, live shows, character interactions, and, of course, muddy puddles. Legoland says everything in the park will be designed to appeal to families with preschoolers. The park will be separate from Legoland and have its own entrance. Peppa Pig's a British cartoon for kids that first aired in 2004. It's now in about 200 countries. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.